This is Apollo Control at 122 hours, 23 minutes. Both crews now are in the rest period during the communications that we had with Antares on the lunar surface. We reacquired Kitty Hawk, now in its 21st revolution of the moon. Surgeon reports that biomedical data does not indicate that Stu Roosa has yet dropped off to sleep. Of course, you heard Shepard and Mitchell advise that they're pulling the circuits, pulling the comm circuits, and preparing to go to sleep at this time on the lunar surface. During the EVA debriefing, Shepard reported that he and Mitchell are in excellent condition. He said he would like to see at least a 30-minute extension on EVA 2 and requested that Mission Control awaken him and Mitchell at 129 hours ground elapsed time. Normal wake-up time would be 130 hours, 25 minutes. And Flight Director Milton Windler advised his flight controllers that they should be prepared for an EVA starting as much as 1 hour and 15 or 20 minutes earlier than the nominal time in the flight plan. Although he said he did not expect that it would in fact begin that much early, they should be prepared for an EVA starting as much as 1 hour to 1 hour 15 to 1 hour 20 minutes ahead of the nominal flight plan time. There was also a question put to the crew in Antares as to whether or not they noticed any water in the suit loops. This was based on telemetry data here in the control center, which indicated that the flow separators in the LEM suit loop were a bit higher than normal. In the past, when this has occurred, there have been times when the crews have noticed water accumulating in the suit loops, in the suits themselves. And Shepard and Mitchell both replied that they had noticed no water in their suits. We have about 47 minutes remaining before we lose contact again with Kitty Hawk on this revolution. We would not anticipate any further communications with either spacecraft. However, we will leave the circuits up. Should we receive a call from either crew? Flight Director Milton Windler checking the status around the room with his flight controllers. The report is that we look good going into the sleep periods. At 122 hours, 27 minutes, this is Apollo Control, Houston, standing by.